This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minutecast on Monday the 9th of April. It's cherry blossom season here in Japan, and the J-League has had its first big fixture at the top of the tree. Vigata Sendai may have lost their perfect start to the season, but they still managed to hold on to first place thanks to a late equaliser from Wilson, in what proved to be a topsy-turvy 2-2 draw with closest rivals Jubilo Iwata. Find out more in just a few seconds. Well, hello again, and the league leaders exercised their home advantage in that one to gradually take control of the game. They thought they'd finally broken the deadlock early in the second half when Wilson converted from Shingo Akamine's pinpoint pass, only to see the linesman's flag raised for a narrow offside. Incredibly and completely against the run of play, Iwata were then the ones to open the scoring a few minutes later, with their first attempt of the game. Minoru Suganuma was left unmarked at the far post to just about bundle a Hiroki Yamada cross over the line, via the post and Sendai goalkeeper Takuto Hayashi. Vigalta finally found their way level with a quarter of an hour remaining through Kunimitsu Sekiguchi, a popular return to form for the 26-year-old after failing to register a single goal or assist in 2011. They then look set to push for the win, only to fall behind again to Jubilo's second shot on goal 4 minutes later. Kosuke Yamamoto took advantage of a standoffish defence to fire home from the D. At this point, the home side appeared to lose their rhythm and entered the last of 5 added minutes without coming close to a second equaliser. But with just seconds on the clock, Wilson expertly chested down a hopeful long ball from Naoki Sugai before somehow managing to turn and squeeze it home past Naoki Hatta. FC Tokyo overcame a second yellow card for Arya Jasuru Hasegawa, who was returning from a one-match ban after a similar sanction against Vissel Kobe a fortnight ago, to clinch a dramatic late win at Kawasaki Frontale and move within a point of the summit. Masato Morishige was the hero, with a towering header from Naohiro Ishikawa's corner. Sanfrecce Hiroshima rose to second, ahead of FC Tokyo on goal difference, with a 4-1 victory over Gamba Osaka, who fall to second from bottom. Jorginho only had to wait 2 minutes to finally see his Kashima Antlers notch their first league goal of the season against Urawa Reds. But their troubles continued as they conspired to fall behind just 3 minutes later. Shinzo Koroki's early header was immediately cancelled out by Marcio Richardes, before Popo gave the away side the lead, following brilliant work from Yuki Abe and Josuke Kashiwagi. Richardes netted from the spot later in the first half to seal a 3-1 Urawa win that keeps Kashima rooted to the bottom. Cerezo Osaka needed a Hiroshi Kiyotake penalty to break down the host's resistance in their game at Omiya Ardija, but demonstrated their fine attacking potential with 2 goals from Kimbo Kyung soon thereafter, to win 3-0 and move up to 5th. Elsewhere, champions Kashiwa Reysol won 2-0 at Consadole Sapporo to seal only their second 3 points of the season, while Nagoya Grampus had an outstanding performance from goalkeeper Seigo Narazaki to thank for their 1-0 home victory over newly promoted Sagan Tosu. A late Alex Broske strike enabled Shimizu S-Pulse to edge past Vissel Kobe, while Yokohama F. Marinos played out a second successive 0-0 draw, this time away to Albirex Niigata. Two more quick talking points, and a 4-1 thrashing of the Brazil women's team on Thursday sealed Kirin Challenge Cup success for Nadeshiko Japan, and a welcome boost ahead of the London Olympics. Finally, FC Tokyo, Nagoya Grampus and Kashiwa Reysol are all in position to progress through from the AFC Champions League group stage at its halfway mark, while Gamba Osaka revived their chances with a 3-1 win over Uzbekistani outfit Bunyod Kor. The other midweek results, FC Tokyo drew 1-1 at Beijing Guoan, Nagoya won 3-0 away to Tianjin Teda, while Kashiwa played out a goalless draw at home to Guangzhou Evergrande. That's it from me. Enjoy the sakura and the hanami if you're in Japan, or perhaps what's left of Easter elsewhere in the world. And join me again for another podcast at the same time next week. Bye for now.